Emma Vaughan Jones, and tonight on From the Frontline, we'll be discussing the Great Commission. In the studio, we have Dr. Hammond, John, and Aliska. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Lovely to have you. So, first of all, the Great Commission. Dr. Hammond, why the Great Commission? Why is it great?
Well, the Great Commission is great because it has a great truth. Jesus Christ is Lord over all areas of life. It has a great commission to make disciples of all nations. It is a great command because we have to teach obedience to all things that the Lord has commanded, and it has a great promise. The Lord himself promises to be with us for all time. So a careful reading of the Great Commission shows we're meant to be doing far more than just sharing the gospel or witnessing. That's part of it, but that's a minuscule part of it. The Great Commission is about all nations, not just nations where it's safe, easy, popular, peaceful, all that. We are meant to take the gospel to every nation, not just take the gospel, but make disciples, not just of individuals. It starts there, and of families, that's vital building block, and of congregations, well, of course, you must disciple congregations, but of communities, countries, continents, the world. And so the Great Commission is about the kingdom of God, his plan for the whole world. And of course, it includes the gospel of salvation, but that's only a small part of it. And we mustn't get so caught up with just our little part, how I can get saved. We've got to be concerned about what is God's will for the whole world, for all of life. And that's why the Great Commission course is so much more than only explain how you can share the gospel, but how you can transform lives, transform communities, transform congregations, and really be part of God's world purpose.
Absolutely, that's beautiful. So, as you say, it applies to all areas of life, all nations, all things, and applies throughout the all of time. So that is truly inspirational. So the Great Commission, how did the Great Commission originally start?
The Great Commission started with the Lord Jesus
commissioning his disciples before he
ascended into heaven. But yes, the Great Commission course started back in January 1998, actually in Frontship. We ran our first Great Commission camp there back in January 1998 and immediately saw the need to extend our week-long Great Commission camp into a three-week Great Commission course. And so from the next year on, it started to be a long three-week course. And we still struggle to fit everything in. And so every year actually is different. So if a person's been to one Great Commission course, the next Great Commission course has got so many different things, even though we may cover many of the same subjects, different people, different angles, different aspects, the outreaches, the practicals so often differ. There's a few commonalities, but the Great Commission course, right from the beginning, we started because there were always people contacting our mission wanting a short-term missionary opportunity. So they want to come over and be involved for a week or two or so in some kind of outreach. They want to go to the field. We realized, well, you can't just take people to the field. You need to prepare them. And you need to test them. And there needs to be both a selection and a training aspect to this. So for all the people who said, I want to come and work with Frontline Fellowship in Africa, whether they were coming from New Zealand or Canada or America or Britain or Ireland. Shame. Remember this poor chap from Ireland. He came in the middle of their winter and into the middle of our summer. And boy, did he get sunburned. Oh, it was agony just to see him. He made me look really tanned. You can imagine people come from all over the world. And so we thought we would put together the most interesting, compact training program, making it as realistic as possible, but giving them actual opportunities for outreach. So a person says, I want to come to Africa for an outreach. Well, I've found that most of the short-term mission opportunities are more like religious tourism. They don't expect much of you. You don't do that much. And a lot of it's about having fun and hanging out with your peers. And there's a little bit of interaction with the people. And it actually doesn't expect much of them. And they, in the end, they're there. They hand out a few things and they might sing with the people. But I thought, we can do a lot better than this. So I thought, okay, what's missions involved? Well, sleep deprivation, hard work, PT. There's preparation. There's outreaches. There's interaction with people. You're being stretched. You've got to go when it's hot, when it's cold, when it's wet, when it's dark. And so the idea of, okay, how can we really, we're also trying to select people to see, do they have the right kind of attitude and character that they will succeed in the field? And are they team players? Can they work together in a team? Are they willing to go longer, go further, go without food, go without sleep, keep going with backpacks. So it wasn't just a hike. I mean, anyone can do a hike. Let's do the hike at night, in the dark, no torches, with backpacks of gospel literature.
Full of Arabic, 10 kgs of literature.
And so on. So yes, so we made it fun, challenging. And so the whole idea was to get people out of their comfort zone where a person can say, you know, I can do this. I can do more than I thought I could do. And there's so many people said, you know, I never went out on an outreach before and actually interact with non-Christians or Muslims or animists or atheists. And so the Great Commission course, there's no one Great Commission course that's alike. Everyone has its own unique flavor, depending on the type of people and the character mixes and the leaders and the guest speakers and the programs and sometimes the weather too. A winter Great Commission course is very different from a summer Great Commission course, but they all involve things like climbing Table Mountain.
That's awesome. Sounds very exciting. And so, Liska, you took part in this latest Great Commission course, and you've also just recently got back from a overland mission trip around Southern Africa. How did this help to prepare you for this mission trip?
Well, like Dr. Hammond said, you go through in the Great Commission course, we really get to push and see how far can we go. So sleep deprivation was definitely one of the good things that prepared me for the mission from the Great Commission course. And also the physical hard work in the mission in Southern Africa. There's a lot of things that must be packed and repacked, and the people there work hard and are strong. So if you want to be able to go and work among them,
and there's often a lot of walking, and you've got to be fit.
A lot of walking, you have to be fit, and you have to be, like Dr. Tamin said, we have to be willing to do that, to not just want to have a fun time, but to actually be willing to go and see what these people are going through, and to have compassion and also have passion for the Great Commission, which Christ commissioned us to with. And also with reaching out to different religions. Like, before the Great Commission, I did not know much about what the Muslims exactly believed, or other different religions, how they think and how they understand and what their doctrine is. And during the Great Commission, I learned so much about how these people think, and also about, like, Sudan and other unreached people groups. And we learned so much about people who need to be reached and the struggles that some people are going through, that we are almost in a comfort zone. And the Great Commission opened that up, showing to me how much need there are actually in the world.
Absolutely. That's so encouraging. So, John, it's not just physical aspects, as we can hear, strenuous hard work, lack of sleep, but obviously also spiritual preparation and knowledge. So how does the Great Commission course aim to equip people for missions?
So I was actually just smiling to myself while Eliska was speaking, because I have a picture of her at a pastor's house. We were doing an outreach, and she, along with about four other people, just went to the pastor's lounge, sat down. They didn't even try and get comfortable. They just fell asleep. They were seated and folded over sideways. Their heads were bad. They were in knots. They were so tired. They could barely even contain themselves. So anyway, yes, it does get very tiring, not only physically but mentally as well. And so right from the morning, we wake them up early. There's PT. After PT, there's devotions, where we will have somebody encouraging them in the Word of God. And then from there is lectures. We teach them what missions is from the Scriptures, what different kinds of missions look like. Then we also tackle doctrinal issues, because doctrine is important. We're going out to teach people. We're not just going out to push kids around in a wheelbarrow. That happens, but we're going out to teach people. And we want to make sure that whoever you are going into the mission field, even if you're a medical missionary, you're working with children, whatever you are, you need to have good, solid doctrine for your own spiritual stamina in the mission field. And there will be many, many opportunities for you to share the gospel. You need to know how to do that properly. You need to know what the gospel is. You need to know what it entails. And you need to know how to share it, communicate it properly. Mm-hmm. And then we go into much deeper doctrines about God and all different aspects of theology as well. And then there are a lot of strange doctrines that you will find across Africa. Now, we are a mission that is focused on Africa, although we minister in other parts of the world as well. But throughout Africa, I have found so many different strange teachings. People are asking me, come and do a discernment seminar, discernment conference. And so I'll go and address things to do with true and false teachers, true and false prophets, dangerous doctrines infecting the church, do Q&A with different pastors and leaders from different parts of Africa. And then I will take that information and I'll teach it here at the Great Commission course. These are the kinds of strange, wacky things you're going to find out there. You're going to find maybe a priest physically abusing people in the church. That might happen. Mm. It's happened before. You are going to be invited to preach at a church and it's going to be wild. People are going to be literally acting like and making animal sounds. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be ministering to pastors who are very confused, don't even know what salvation is. They're going to be asking you crazy questions. Can I bless a photograph of myself and leave it with my congregation so they will be blessed in my absence, but blessed through my photograph? And so these are the kinds of things that you encounter, and many more. So I try and equip people to learn how to practice discernment, weigh things against the scriptures. What are some essential doctrines that if you can understand properly, you can rightly evaluate many other doctrinal and practical issues that you will find in the church. And so yes, it's physical, it's spiritual, there's a mental side to it as well. And let me just add this as well. When we speak about spiritual things, the idea we should not get the idea that if you listen to an uplifting, encouraging, devotional message, that's spiritual, and then everything else is, well, we don't quite know what to do with it. Is that not spiritual? Is that a-spiritual? Is it, well, what is it? No, all of it is spiritual, actually. All aspects of life is meant to be worship unto God, and so we try and emphasize that very strongly. And let me go so far as to say things like evangelism, teaching and discipling others are an essential part of your sanctification as a Christian. For you to go out and share your faith with others is something that God uses to grow you as a Christian. Mm-hmm. You discipling somebody else is something that God uses to help you understand essential truths and helps you to understand why you need to be accountable and helps you to grow in your faith as well. So all of these different aspects of leadership, missions, and all the things that we tackle on the Great Commission course are spiritual.
Mm, that's very true. That's a very interesting point, because I think often people will think that they're doing it for the good of others and obviously for in obedience to God, but they will often think that it's draining, which it can be, but at the same time it's also fulfilling for themselves personally. And sure, some of those things definitely sound very interesting, things that you might encounter in churches in Africa or whatnot, things that you can't even think up or imagine. So to hear it from people who have experienced it, it must be very, very interesting. So who is the Great Commission for? Who can attend? Who can apply?
Well, actually, there's no specific age limits. While most of the people coming would tend to be older teenagers, people in their 20s, we've had people in 30s, 40s, 50s, or more. And we've had some young people do the Great Commission course too, even early teens. Depends on their ability and willingness. But the key thing is, are you teachable? Are you willing to learn? Are you adaptable? Teachable and adaptable is really important in missions. And this is designed for people who want to be more innovative and more effective in cross-cultural missions in particular. So the whole idea of the Great Commission course, it's been designed to be a uniquely practical, hands-on workshop. So this isn't a matter of just giving people head knowledge. It's body, mind, and spirit. Yes, there are lectures. Some days, though, you may not have any lectures. Some days you may just be busy all day in the field, at a mission station, practicals, outreach, services. Sundays are busy because going out. Mm-hmm. So everyone who comes gets an opportunity to get involved. I mean, there's some people say, well, you know, that's not my calling. I'm not here because I want to be a preacher-teacher type. Many are preacher-teacher types, and they just revel in the opportunities we give them. And because everyone will get a chance to speak on radio, everyone will get a chance to speak in a church, everyone will get a chance to go on the streets and do a personal one-on-one type evangelism. But we try to make it easy for the people, even the people who are going to be background workers, but they'll understand how it works. And we want to understand the times. We want to inspire people to action. We use battle-proven street-tested evangelistic methods like Evangelism Explosion, Way of the Master, Ten Commands-based evangelism that goes for the conscience. We incorporate a wide range of good, workable, outstanding materials and good resources. There's nothing like having good tools in your hand. So when our folks go into the streets, they not only have some good examples, because we believe you teach by examples of excellence,
mm-hmm.
and so there's been case studies, they've seen some videos of, right, this is how these kind of conversations can go, and the kind of options you can use, how to tackle these sort of curveballs that get thrown at you, and how to turn the opportunity to go for the conscience and challenge people and have them evaluate their lives in the light of God's law, because the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. It's the law that's a schoolmaster that leads us to Christ, mm. that we can be justified by faith. But in addition to that, great tools, good evangelistic materials, living waters type tracts that people come asking for them. These are really, really good materials. So yes, it's body, mind, and spirit. It's aimed for anyone, and we'd say of any age, because while it might be aimed primarily at older teenagers and people in their 20s and early 30s and so on as the primary focus, we've had people who've been really willing to do everything come in at the opposite ends of the spectrum of really young and really older. Mm-hmm. But in this Great Commission course, you will find people from literally all over the world, several different continents, different cultures, languages, and backgrounds. And it's extraordinary the teamwork that comes in. While every single camp has been different, every course's participants has been a unique mix of personalities, I think that everyone comes out of it saying, wow, this is a great investment of time. This has really been inspiring. And I don't think it's possible for people to go on short-term missions and do more outreach and learn more and experience more than they could in a three-week Great Commission course. It's designed to be compact. And while some people think, well, I don't do well without much sleep. Yes, but it's the PT, the hikes, the night hikes, it helps energize. There's no doubt people can be more alert by having a nice balance between body, mind, and spirit. And I think we've tried to keep that mix of body, mind, and spirit well. The person, I didn't know that I could do so much, learn so much, and keep going so long with so little sleep. And it also enables a person to know, well, I can manage in the field.
Absolutely, yeah. And would you say that the Great Commission course applies mainly to people that want to go out and do cross-cultural, cross-border missions? Or would it also apply to people who want to just put feet to their faith in their local community or family or school or whatever it may be?
It should benefit any Christian in their discipleship walk, deepen their discipleship walk, deepen their relationship with the Lord, deepen their devotions, and make them more effective in witnessing and evangelism wherever they are. But it is primarily designed for people who want to be involved in missions, whether short-term, long-term, career-wise, or as part-time. But this is sort of getting immersed, not quite thrown in the deep end, so you've got to sink or swim, because we are there to help and guide and to also evaluate each person's capabilities. We try to push everyone beyond what they think they can do. But, I mean, some people, you can see this person has these limitations, that person, they can be pushed a lot further.
Mm. That's awesome. And John, the first week of the Great Commission course is normally the Biblical Worldview Summit, which covers some more things that are going on specifically going on in the world at the moment, and also how the Bible applies to every area of our lives. So how does this fit in with the Great Commission?
Well, the first two words of the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 is what often people overlook. Jesus said, and that's very important. Why is all of Scripture the most authoritative standard in the universe? Because it comes from God himself. And so why is the Great Commission so important? It comes from Jesus Christ himself. And he is the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth. And so when we're talking about what is a worldview, what is a biblical worldview, we're speaking about lordship. We're speaking about the authority of Christ, that he is king over every area of life. He is king in the way that you spend your time. He is king in the way that you interact with your family members. He is king, and he can tell you how you should make decisions about what kind of entertainment you absorb into your mind. he is king and therefore his laws should govern you, even when you are at a voting station ticking the box about who you want to be the president or whatever candidate that you're voting for. And so the Biblical Worldview Summit is all about Christ's lordship in every area of life. And when we're sending people out into the mission field, we're telling them, go and preach the gospel of Christ's kingdom. Go and tell people that Christ's kingdom has come and he is a Lord. You're in rebellion to him because of your sin, but this Lord has died for you in your sin. Therefore, you can be reconciled to him. He can wash you clean and make you a new creature, give you a new heart, and cause you to start walking in his way. So a biblical worldview is essential for anybody who wants to be a missionary at all. So the first week of the Great Commission course is the Biblical Worldview Summit. We have a lot of people coming to the Biblical Worldview Summit, 80, 100, however many we'll have. But the Great Commission course is more focused, only 15 to 20 people for that selected three-week intensive course. But for the Biblical Worldview Summit, we tackle issues to do with entertainment, to do with politics, science, history. We help people to grow spiritually. We teach them some basic things about how to pray, how to read the Bible, how to interpret the Word of God. We have discussion groups. We have practical activities. We teach people about survival skills. It's a really jam-packed, very exciting, it's about a week long, Biblical Worldview Summit. And I'd encourage anybody who is struggling with peer pressure, anybody who is entering into university, anybody who is in high school, or anybody who just wants to learn more about what it means to apply the Bible to every area of life, to attend this Biblical Worldview Summit, which starts on the 4th of January until the 9th of January.
Awesome. And can families attend the Biblical Worldview Summit?
Yes, families can attend the Biblical Worldview Summit. We have some families that will be there. Our staff have families that are there. So we are supportive of families. We want families to be integrated with the program. There will be practical exercises for children. There will be a parallel program for the younger children as well. So bring your family along if they are able to come.
Awesome. And so, yes, we are definitely called to apply the Bible to every area of our lives, and we're also applied to go and share the Word and these truths with others and with everyone across the nations. And so what advice, Dr. Hammond, do you have for leaders that they can mobilize their congregations, their communities, to get involved in missions and to get involved with the Great Commission?
Well, as a missionary for 38 years, traveling around, often I have the opportunity to speak to people in a congregation once. Sometimes you get Sunday school and the Sunday morning service. You might even get a Sunday evening service. You may get a youth meeting. You possibly may even get a Saturday seminar or a men's prayer breakfast. But the amount of work that you can do and the amount of progress you can get with people in average meetings is actually very limited. Mm-hmm. But when you get people away for a camp or a course, you can get them into a daily routine of PT, of devotions, quiet times. You can get them in group Bible studies, can get them involved in team activities, obstacle courses, problem solving, team building activities, get them involved in outreaches. You can achieve more in a few day camp than you could in weeks and months in the average congregation, because the average congregation doesn't have PT, problem solving, obstacle courses, mountain climbing. And so I found it so essential to get people away from their normal rut, normal routine, and get them out to a nice, beautiful, invigorating outdoor environment in nature where they can see God's creatures and enjoy the environment. And also to get the amount of people say, I've never walked in the dark without a torch. Most people don't know that you've actually got hundreds of thousands of light-sensitive rods in your eyes that never come into use until you've been in the dark, total dark, for at least 15 minutes, preferably 20 minutes. And this is something that learns an army, that you've got to wait quite a while in the dark before your eyes adjust, and suddenly that total black, dark, everything in there, suddenly you can see not just the trees and the branches, but the leaves, and you can start to even see the spider's web. And then, goodness me, you know, oh, there's a porcupine there. And you can see things that you couldn't see at first. But most people would never see that, because they always have lights. They've always got lights around them. And most people have never actually gone walking in a river. And not crossing river, walking in a river, and walking in the dark and walking in the rain and hiking, or just getting out into the neighborhood and evangelizing strangers. So all of these things are exciting and important, but I'd say...
All things that you'd experience in the field.
There's a lot of... praise God for technology, and there's a lot of things you can do online and by correspondence, but you cannot do PT, team building, obstacle crossing, and a whole lot of these discussions and interactions with people of different cultures on the ground, in the field, on the mountain, as you can, of course, like this. So this is... it is life-changing. As many people say, this is life-changing. And we've got some wonderful responses from people who've come and, you know, saying, this is the most life-changing experience I've ever had. This is the most impactful. This is the best week I've ever had, or 3 weeks in the case of the course. So we are commanded to understand the times, to know what God's people should do. And we're also commanded, 1 Peter 3:15, always be ready to give a defense for the hope that's within you. Mm. Now, are we ready? If a person says, well, how do I know that the Bible is the word of God? How do I know that Jesus is the Son of God? How do you know that Jesus rose from dead? What evidence can you give me that the Bible is the word of God? And so on. The average Christian, unfortunately, doesn't know what to
answer.
And we want to give people the answer and the confidence and point them in the direction of great resources, equip them so that we are able to give a defense. We're able to understand the times. We can see what's going on, and we can make the most of the opportunities to advance it for the kingdom of God.
Sure. Well, definitely sounds like a very action-packed, fun, exciting adventure. And definitely that's where we start to learn things, on the edge of our comfort zone. So at the end of this course, will the participants receive a certificate or anything like that?
Right. So it is a program which is body, mind, and spirit. And part of the mind is that there are tests, there are exams, there are assignments. There's actually sermons, Bible studies, and other things people produce while they are busy with doing everything. And you may think, well, how can we possibly do that when it's such a full program? Well, you know, if you're not the one driving the vehicle, you might get a chance to even do some things on your way to one project or another, although some people are taking that as an opportunity to catch up and sleep. But there are times when you go for an appointment, and before you know it, you're waiting. Hurry up or wait does happen in some places. This is
Absolutely.
Africa. This is also part of missions, that often you've got to get the paperwork and the preparation done without any time assigned for it. That's another great challenge. People get to see what they can do. So yes, there are exams, there are projects, there are prizes. And aside from everyone who completes the course getting a certificate of completion, which is highly prized, there's also awards for the most physically fit, both men and women side, and for the Bible drill, and for Bible memorization, and for the Bible exam, and for the different missions exams and so on. Also, sometimes for best attitude and all that sort of thing. So there are different awards which come. But what's also available is some people who came just for the camp or the course end up staying longer. I think we've got some examples right here in the studio.
Absolutely. Yeah, Eliska and I both attended the Great Commission earlier on this year, and we just both learned so much. It was incredible, as you were saying earlier, Dr. Hammond, how you'd think that you cannot cope with such little sleep, but you find yourself doing quite well. And as you say, catching up in those little quiet moments every now and again, but just learning so much about God, about yourself, about different religions, about how to share your faith with those different religions, about physical things, how, and also small skills, like as you're saying, how to redeem your time, how always have something on you that you can make the most of that time when you are have that downtime, whether in a queue, whether waiting for whatever it may be. And so just all sorts of things that have definitely infiltrated into my life and changed it in so many different aspects. So I would definitely say that it is worthwhile, worth the time, worth the money, and just learn so much. And it'll be things that I can use in my life for the rest of my life.
Yes, now, Eliska came all the way from Transvaal, and before you knew it, you're off to Tanzania. I mean, how's that for unexpected consequences?
Being able to apply those lessons.
Yes, that was wonderful and definitely unexpected.
Yeah, you two both stayed with us. There's another person who also stayed with us after the course, and there are other people who do other things. There's one woman who got in touch with me not too long ago And actually, when she was on the course, she was a bit of a nightmare, and she knew that she was. So she actually got in touch with me afterwards. She said, you know, I know how I was in the course, but the Lord used the course to change my life. She's a blessing now to her local church, and she's doing ministry in the area that she's from. She's studying theology even further now. Another pastor who came on the course, he was a pastor from Zambia, went back to Zambia, and he started farming. And he said, you guys taught us that we must have a Christian work ethic. And so he's going to farm to feed his family and the members of his community, and he's going to be the pastor of his local church. And this model of farming and church planting he has taken to different rural areas of Zambia. Mm-hmm. And so people are blessed by this course in a number of different ways. And there are many different ways to do missions. I'm not saying that you can do it however you want. There's obviously a biblical way, but it has different faces, let me put it that way. And people are blessed to be missionaries at their home churches, or to go further abroad, or to come even and join us after the Great Commission course.
Absolutely. Just how you were saying earlier, how the spiritual aspect isn't just the devotion in the morning, or the worship isn't just the songs and the praise and worship, but how obedience to God is worship in everything that we do. It's in our response when we are angry. It's in the way we react, the way we, our integrity, our work ethic. All these aspects are part of how we worship God and how we are obedient to Him. And these are definitely aspects that we learn at the Great Commission course that may not be specifically taught, but that definitely comes out, and through the growth it becomes evident, which is really incredible. So
I should
wonderful.
Also add that on Eliska's mission, which with a team of five, you've heard about that in other radio programs of ours, they went to seven countries. You met some missionaries in the field who met one another through Great Commission courses, and now missionaries up in Zambia, North and Central, and I mean Tim, Ashley, Lynn, Grant, they all went through the programs. In fact, they wouldn't have met one another if it hadn't been through the course.
And every single member on your five-man mission team went through the Great Commission course as well.
Yes, and for that many was of very you, good preparation, I think, for all of us. And also to actually visit the people who went through the Great Commission course and see how they applied it and what they are doing with it, how they reach out in their communities, and even also like the chefs who are now farming and being pastors and have the whole family involved in witnessing and evangelizing and reaching out.
With five children since they went to the field. And to think of the fact also that in your team of five, three of you, this is your first time across the border.
Yes, it was actually, we learned so much through that because it was our first time. It was good to have some more experienced people with, but border crossings and things like that, we learned how to behave in those kind of situations at a Great Commission course.
Theoretically,
but actually going through that was a whole different experience. And you know, it was wonderful to learn all of that. And also getting into the cultures that we learned from at the Great Commission course. Also, we watched documentaries here and see how the people live. But actually being able to go and see how they live and be part of that was a very growing experience.
That's inspirational. That's wonderful. So when is the next Great Commission course coming up?
Well, the 4th of January. We always start the first 3 weeks of January. So we're starting on Friday, the 4th of January, until Wednesday, the 23rd of January. So the 4th to the 23rd of January, 2019, that's the next opportunity.
Brilliant. And where can people find more information on this? Where can they apply? How much does it cost?
It doesn't cost much at all. Main cost will be getting there if one's flying from another continent or something like that. But it's www.frontlinemissionsa.org. So you go on frontlinemissionsa.org website, and you will see under events there's details, and it's got a video overview of last year's, or I should say this year's one. So the latest one that was accomplished, so you can get a bit of an insight. There's both a site for Biblical Worldview Summit and for Great Commission course, and there'll be also response forms. You can see what some people said, evaluating at the end, some ideas about some of what the program involves, and all of the program coming is still evolving. We don't believe in evolution, but programs do evolve. And we are creation, 6 days creation people, of course. But yes, the program evolves. We get speakers coming from all over, and we've got some tremendous resources and insights coming from different people. We try to find the best people available to come and speak. I think we had 11 different speakers at this year's Biblical Worldview Summit and a couple of others at the Great Commission course. And you can email admin@frontline.org.za, or you go on www.frontlinemissionsa.org.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Dr. Hammond. And we learn, like Paul said in Romans, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And I think far too often many of us will claim to be Christians, but we are ashamed of the gospel. We're ashamed of sharing the truth. We're ashamed of what people might think if we do. And I think we definitely need to learn to be more bold, to be obedient to this commission that Jesus has set before us, that his last commandment to us should definitely be our first priority. And so, yeah, let's get involved. Let's learn how to participate in the Great Commission, and let's share the good news.
We've only got one life. It'll soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. C.T. Studd said that, and then also William Carey, the founder of Modern Missions, he said, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. God is great. Honor him with great faith. And so we need to give up our small ambitions and follow Jesus.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Good evening.